Okay, so I'm here with the one and only Mr. Protocol, aka Joe London. Say hello, Joe.
Hello, hello.
Finally, we've managed to open up channels of communication across the internet, which is kind of an arduous task, wasn't it?
It was a bit of an arduous task, yeah.
Indeed, indeed. So the time is 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday. What have you been up to, Joe? What have you been doing with your Friday, mate?
Well, actually, I've got Friday off work, so I've been working on some music, a collaboration track with a guy from Australia called Fudge.
Wicked.
I'm hoping something materialises out of that. It's got a very mean-sounding break. It's quite driving. Yeah, it's a bit rougher than what I'm used to making, but...
Excellent. Yeah, it's always nice to have a challenge like that, isn't it?
Definitely.
Wicked, wicked. And how did you link up with Fudge?
Well, I mean, he's an artist that I've kind of followed for a bit of time, actually. I quite like his production, and he just sent me over some stems on Wednesday, and I've spent a couple of hours on it, and I'm like, wow, here's a track here. That's cool. And we're working on it today, like, doing all the kind of sidechain compression, you know, the kind of finer details, but there's a vibe there already, and it's quite, yeah, it's a very quick track turnaround, but yeah.
Yeah, it's always satisfying, isn't it?
Definitely.
Okay, so just tell us a little bit about your drum and bass experience. Where, how and when did you get into the music?
My first proper drum and bass experience, apart from driving around in friends' cars and listening to an Andy C mixtape, was at Fabric. It was my first year of uni. I went to a Players Christmas special. Would have been 2006, so it's coming up to my 10-year anniversary, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my first proper drum and bass experience. I first properly started going out clubbing and stuff like that in September of that year, but then found drum and bass a few months later.
Wicked.
Since, basically, I guess.
And what drew you into the music?
Well, I think one of the things that drew me to that event specifically was that a lot of people I knew were going. I guess I was just into going out at that point and wasn't really sure what music I liked. I went to like a couple of like housey things, a couple of techno things, and then a few friends from back home were going to this event. I was like, okay, cool, let's do this, something slightly different. And then, yeah, it was like, I guess, instantly captured by it. And yeah, I just thought the people were a hell of a lot friendlier than the other events that I've been to. And I was like, cool, this feels like a home, you know? This feels like somewhere I can get comfortable.
It's a drum and bass family.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Recall a little bit. yeah, absolutely smashed it, mate. It's a stunning, stunning EP. Really, really cool. Yeah. And, you know, slightly a development in the sound, I think, from you as well, which we'll get into in a second. Were there any major influences for this EP that you can think of, or was it just another day in the office? Did you have any kind of outcomes that you wanted from the production, you know, particular style, or was it inspired by things you were going through or anything like that?
It's a hard one to say because, I think you're influenced by everything around you, so it's really hard to say what one particular thing influenced me. The track Recall, the first track, I was listening to a lot of J Dilla around about that time. I made that track last summer. And for me, J Dilla is proper summer music.
It's, yeah.
He's just got a real nice texture to it, and I wanted to recreate that in the drum and bass track. I was also listening to a lot of Flying Lotus at the time, so like I just really wanted to incorporate that kind of crusty sounding.
And that really comes through, actually.
Really warm, like, yeah, textured pads, like, yeah, like kind of crackly sounds, you know, those kind of things. And I really, yeah, just really wanted to like recreate that, and yeah. It came out as Recall, the track.
Wicked. Well, that leads on to my next question quite nicely, actually. What was it like writing the EP? I've noticed that there's a lot of textures and more focus on the tonal elements in comparison to some of your other more minimal numbers. Was that a conscious decision for the overall sound of the release, or does each track have its own kind of story? Did they all come together, you know, over a longer period of time or something like that?
I guess the first time I started experimenting with more textured sounds was in my last EP, but I guess just when I so Recall was the first track that I made out of that one, and I was like, I want to kind of follow that theme a little bit more. I came up with the name Recall because it kind of made me imagine, like, the track, the sounds of the track kind of made me think of, like, some kind of memory, like, yeah, some distant memory. I kind of wanted to go, I guess, with that kind of theme, I guess,
yeah,
throughout. I did the VIP of Surface Noise afterwards, and that kind of had a crusty element already, but I decided to do like a kind of 80s drum machine VIP. Again, kind of going with the theme of, like, I guess, Recall, like going back in time a little bit. And then I made this track with Survey, was the third track I made. And obviously had, you know, it was kind of like half and half production there. Yeah. But still, I guess going with that theme, it's just because all the tracks were written in a row, I guess I kind of had that idea in my head of, like, slightly older sounds, I guess, like slightly more textured sounds. And they're the sounds that I was kind of playing around with at the time. So when the Survey guys were in London, they're the sounds I kind of went for straight away. It's kind of crustier breaks and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
But yeah, it's come together very nicely.
Yeah, cool, man. Yes.
Yeah, it's nice as well. Like, working with other people, I always find really inspiring and sort of, you know, it freshens up your interest in your own productions, doesn't it?
Definitely, and especially working one-on-one. I've been a follower of Survey's tracks for, like, for, I think, as long as they've been kind of releasing music, and it's good to get an insight into their production as well.
Yeah.
You just learn from one another, I think, when you work one-on-one.
Yeah, definitely. So what's important to you when you're writing an EP like this? What do you try and stay focused on? Is it like dance floor appeal, easy listening for people at home, the musicality and the elements that you're putting together? What do you try and keep focused on?
Well, I try and keep focus on two things, I guess. I want it to be music that people can listen to at home and enjoy in their bedroom and have something to kind of, I guess, listen to musically. Mm. But at the same time, I want it to be something that does have an effect on the dance floor. I think that's always in the back of my mind when I'm making tracks. I'm like, is this gonna work in a club? And is this something that people are gonna listen to and still find interesting? Just kind of sitting at home on the computer by themselves. So yeah, both, I guess. I don't really have a musical background, so it's really hard to, like, incorporate musicality as such, but, like, I try and keep it interesting, I guess.
Keep the vibes flowing.
Yeah, because I don't come from a musical background, I guess I've got to try and inject something else into it to make it interesting.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I like most about drum and bass is, you know, it's very atmospheric and ambient, and it's about striking a mood and a character with things, and your music definitely does that. And that's, you know, I guess that's how musicality kind of translates to this sort of music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you don't have to have a strong classical background to make my most.
No, you've just got to be a vibes master, boy. Okay, so what challenges you most as a producer, and what has really inspired you from other people's productions? You know, when you just sort of think, how the hell did they do that?
What drives me as a producer, every time I make a track, I want it to be something individual. I don't want to just use templates. Every track has to be started from scratch for me, you know. I mean, I've got a sound library and presets, but, like, I always start with an empty project. So the challenge is going from nothing every time to something.
Yeah.
I guess who inspires me the most? That's a hard one to say. I mean, Break is definitely up there as a big inspiration, but then I'm sure he is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess some of my favourite producers at the moment are people like Survey, another guy, Release.
I'm
following him quite a big way. I like what he does with drum breaks. He's also got a really hard sound, but he maintains musicality for it as well. So he's up there, I guess, as someone I follow in a big way. And a lot of the Flex Out guys as well, Q-Big and ZenFB, they're bringing some really interesting sounds.
Mm.
I guess it's kind of a similar vibe, something that, which is interesting, but also is a dance floor tune. yeah, those guys are big inspirations. All the other Flexstart guys, clearly unconscious, they have an interesting sound as well.
Excellent. Okay, so picture the scene. We're in the studio. It's Friday night. I've bought round a bottle of Campo. What would be your cheese of choice to accompany this particular studio session?
To accompany a studio session with cheese is not something I've ever done before.
But, so you haven't lived, John. You need to get out in the world, my friend.
And, I'm a cheese selection on the go. I'm a big Stilton person.
Oh yeah,
love Stilton.
Fine flavour.
It needs to be stinky. It needs to be like, it needs to kick. It needs to have a punch to it, I think.
Yeah, you need to have something to refresh your head when.
Yeah.
4 hours deep, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Keeping my toes.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that's amazing. Thank you very much for taking the time to answer these questions, Joe.
Pleasure, man.
Nice work on Recall Protocol. Thanks very much, buddy.
All right, mate.